And we started a message here several Wednesdays and nights ago. I want to try just to finish it up, and I'm certainly not doing any kind of an exhaustive study on these words and names of Jesus, but simply to remind us and refresh our memories and stir us up over the fact of the Lord Jesus Christ that came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6, Isaiah 9, verse number 6, will you stand please while I read the word of God? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I say hallelujah. Amen. What a Savior. What a Savior. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Lord, every prayer has been prayed and every desire of our hearts has been shared with you. And God, around the altar, and Lord, a prayer list been laid out before you and every request. You know tonight, then the praise. We thank you, Lord, for you. Always on time, always good, always right. Then, Father, whatever happens, we know that you're always right. And you never miss anything. Never been late, never been early. And you've always had everything under control. So we bow here tonight to say praise the name of the living God. And, Father, what Isaiah said here to us about Jesus, how great it is. I pray in Jesus' name, God, you help us as we pick up what the Holy Ghost inspired him to write and that was handed down to us and preserved so we'd have it. And this Christmas season, God becomes so real to us. I thank you for the Lord Jesus. I thank you for loving us and saving us. I praise your name, God, for every answered prayer and every good thing you've done to us and for us. Then, Lord, everything you've allowed in our lives has always been right. And I praise you and thank you for all you're doing. Then I pray tonight in a special way for those that's sick, those in the hospital, and those that need help. God, you help them. We'll praise you and give you glory. Then, Father, in this house tonight, these people need help. These people here that need help spiritually. And I pray the Holy Ghost do a work in their heart. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to notice in these names, and I'm not going to try to re-preach these, but simply mention them to you here as Isaiah was moved of God to pin down. A child is born. We're entering into Christmas season and thinking about a child being born, the son given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called. And I like his, and we talked about before his name, Jesus, saving name, over in Matthew's gospel. And here he says, wonderful. And that wonderful, you can go to, just keep going with it. He's wonderful. Amen. What else can you say about Jesus except he's wonderful? I praise God he is. He's a counselor. Now, some try to run wonderful and counselor together, but I see a comma in there. I believe he is a wonderful counselor. I believe he's a wonderful everything. But he's just wonderful. I think that the thought here is he's wonderful. In fact, he's so wonderful beyond our expression to say how wonderful he is. And then counselor, he is the best counselor that there is. You can read every book you want to read. You can talk to every person you want to talk to. But there's no counselor like the Lord Jesus. Amen. He's the greatest one there is. And we talked about that. And then his name shall be called not only that, but Mighty God. And we talked about that here two Wednesday nights ago. He's a mighty God. No question about it. He is a mighty, almighty God, in fact. And tonight, I want you to look at this, the Everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. He is the Everlasting Father. And when you think of a father, you think of one that protects, one that provides. And he's all of that. He's Everlasting Father. But and we've talked about this as much God as God's God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's not three gods, just one God. And he's wonderful, counselor, mighty God, Everlasting Father. That Everlasting Father. I remember Abraham taking Isaac up the mount.
You remember when he's going up the mount, what he said? Isaac asked his dad. He said, here's the fire, here's the wood, but where's the lamb? Where's the sacrifice? What are we going to do? And here's Abram's answer to him. He said, God will provide himself. Himself. And God will provide himself. Now, God did not just provide for himself on that mount. He provided himself on the cross of Calvary. He's God in flesh. And Jesus came. He's everlasting Father. He's a creator. And John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Hey, he's a creator. He's a great I am that I am. He's everlasting, a father of all. He is everlasting Father. I praise God and thank God that he is. You remember Jesus asked Philip one time, and Philip said, show us the Father. And Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and thou hast not known? And he said, Philip, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And you haven't realized, I'm putting in Stuart words now, and you haven't realized this. And he said, if you see me, you have seen the Father. He's everlasting Father. He's God and inhabits eternity. And Jesus, when we think about Christmas and that baby in the manger, it's not just another baby. It's God come down to earth. It's everlasting Father. And I praise God and thank God that he is who he said he is. In John 10:30, Jesus said, I and my Father are one. You can't separate them. They are one. I praise God and thank God for that name, Everlasting Father. Everlasting Father, that means he's always, I preached a message one time about him thinking about me. He's always been thinking about me. He thinks about me now. He will forever think about me. Did you know every father thinks about, well, now in our generation, we got some perverts in our generation that don't think about their children, don't think about their families, but every real dad, every real loving dad cares about his children and loves him and wants to help them every way that he can. And here Mark is sitting on the front seat, he and Pam, they're just overjoyed. Anna sitting there. And then that son-in-law came along with her. But anyway, that's all right. They're glad he's here too because she came. Amen. I guess they might be glad to see you by yourself. I don't know. But anyway, I'm saying this. They care. They're excited about it because they're here. And I'm excited always to see my children, grandchildren, whatever. You are too. You love them. And if you see they have a need, you're going to try your best to help them. Amen. And do what you can to help them on their way because you love them. Just think, we have an everlasting Father. Jesus is our everlasting Father. He not only is our Savior and Lord and Counselor, wonderful and mighty God, he loves us like a father loves his children. We're in the family of God. We're part of the children of God. Amen. And Jesus said, if any man receive him, we become gives power to become the sons of God. I'm glad we are the children of God. There's only one begotten, only begotten Son of God. But we that are saved are sons of God. We're children of God. I say hallelujah tonight. As we enter into Christmas season, God, help us remember that we're part of the children of God. Amen. We're in the family. I praise his name and thank God for it. But notice this last one I really wanted to get to tonight. The Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Hey, today they cry, peace, peace. There'll be no peace until the Prince of Peace gets here. And there'll be no peace in your life personally until the Prince of Peace moves in your life. I am glad tonight that there's a settled peace in my heart. Isaiah 57 and verse number 20 and 21, he talks about the fact that the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. But oh, hallelujah. I'm glad Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Hallelujah. I'm glad I've been justified by faith, have peace with God. But that's not all of it. Over in Philippians 4, he talks about the fact, be careful for nothing but in everything with prayer, with thanksgiving, and make your supplication and with thanksgiving unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth understanding, man shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I say hallelujah. I'm glad I not only have peace with God, I have the peace of God. And in my life tonight, I know that there's peace inside. The world didn't give. World can't take away. And the turmoil may roll outside. It may look bad in society. It may look bad in the country. It may look bad everywhere in the world. But thank God inside of me there's a peace like a river. If I could sing tonight, I'd sing you a song that says peace like a river. Can't sing, so forget it. But aren't you glad there's peace? Peace with God. Hey, people sitting here tonight, maybe as unsaved, and you have no peace with God. There's a turmoil, a separation between you and God because of the fact that you're lost and you can't have peace with God unless you're saved. He gives you peace. But then that peace of God only comes as you give it all to God and let God have you and give you all to him. As we enter into Christmas season, the best gift that you'll ever get is Jesus. And best thing that you'll ever give him is yourself. And that missionary story about the little girl, I didn't have anything to give, so she stepped in the offering plate and said, I just give myself. And what a blessing, a thought that is. But that's really what God wants out of all of us, to give ourselves unto the Lord, to serve him, to be a blessing. And this Christmas season is not all about just giving somebody, but it's giving ourselves. It's not about just getting, but giving ourselves. And let me ask you tonight, is there real peace in your life? Can you really pillow your head tonight and say, I have the peace of God in my life because I know that Jesus Christ lives within, not only does he live within, but he controls my life, and I'm living with the peace of God on the inside. I believe tonight the need of the hour that God wants me to preach is the fact that we need that peace of God. Peace of God. Turmoil, it's everywhere. But when you can, in the midst of all of it, somebody put it like this one time. God can calm the storm, but sometimes he calms you in the storm. And tonight it may be that God's calming you in the storm instead of calming the storm. But either way, it's all right because God's got it in control. Everything's under control. God's got it that way. Boy, I have to preach to myself about that all the time because I forget it real easy that God has it all under control. I'm easy to backslide on that truth and try to handle it myself and realize, no, God's got it under control. And so you remember, God has it all under control. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Peace. And thank God one day Jesus will come and set up a kingdom and peace will be over the whole earth. But no president, no United Nations, and nobody else is going to bring that in. It'll be the peace, the Prince of Peace gets here. He'll usher in the kingdom. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody's looking at myself and God. I'm just thinking about the peace of God tonight. You may need to come and let God help you. You may need to come for some other reason, but this will be your opportunity in a moment. But I want you to think about this. We're Wednesday night before Christmas. We're sitting in the house of God. We heard Isaiah 9:6 read. What a wonderful, wonderful Savior. What a counselor, what a mighty God, everlasting Father. Much could be more could be said about that, but he's everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace, you think about that tonight, Prince of Peace. Your life is not where it needs to be with God. You know it's not. You've been trying to dabble in the world, live in the world, play with the world, and live for God too, and it doesn't work that way. And you don't have any real peace inside. But the Holy Spirit tonight is speaking to your heart. And I believe that with all my heart. God's speaking to somebody. Let's stand our feet, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Pianist, if you'll play softly. Father, I pray tonight you speak to our hearts. God, in this brief message tonight, just thinking about the peace of God. The everlasting Father got it all under control. And we can know the peace of God in our hearts by letting you have your way. I pray in Jesus' name tonight, Lord, you speak to hearts. You deal with lives. And we'll thank you for what you do. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Somebody's coming to pray. Maybe somebody else needs to come and pray. You know your life's not where it needs to be. You like to come. You come quickly. You come on. You need to come. Folk here that I love and care about. God's speaking to your heart. That's right. God bless you. Thank God for precious young folk. You need to come. You come. God's speaking to your heart. God, your life. You come. Let God help you. God's speaking to you. God dealing with you. These folk are praying. These folk are doing business with God, and we're not going to prolong the invitation. But thinking about how good God's been to us, how wonderful he is. Jesus magnifying himself. How wonderful, how mighty. What a wonderful Savior. What an everlasting Father. What a mighty God, Counselor. But Jesus is the sweetest one I know. What about your heart? What about your life inside tonight? Somehow God spoke to my heart and said somebody needs that peace of God. Somebody's in a turmoil. That God's speaking to your heart. Maybe you hear somebody bounce off. Maybe somebody not. But somebody's speaking to you somewhere. And you need to come. Why don't you come? Let God help you. Why don't you do that quickly? God's speaking to you. God's calling for you. I'm not going to pressure you. I'm not going to try to make you do anything. I just feel a need in my heart to try to make it as real as I can to you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I wonder if there's somebody in the house to say, preacher, I know that I need some help spiritually. I need some help because I don't have that peace I need to have inside that I know God can give me and help me with. I'd like to slip my hand up and say, pray for me. God bless you. God bless your heart. God bless you. God bless your heart. Anybody else quickly over the house? God bless you. I saw those hands. Anybody else quickly? Anybody else want to slip your hand up? Say, I know God can help me, and I'm concerned enough to lift my hand. Say, pray for me. Now, I'm not saying that's going to make everything right by you lifting your hand, but it is a step in the right direction to acknowledge it and know it is one step in the right direction that you need to make. Anybody else want to slip your hand up quickly? Father, thank you tonight for the Lord Jesus. Thank you tonight, God, for the privilege that we have to preach one that can bring peace on the inside. God, in the turmoil of this world and turmoil of lives, it seems like in so many families, so many situations, it's turmoil. But oh, how I praise your name, the Prince of Peace, the one, Lord, that's able to help us. Lord, brought us peace with you. Now you're able, God, to give us a peace of you inside of us, that peace of God, the peace of understanding man, may keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Those things we face and we can't understand, we don't know, I'm glad, God, we can look unto you and trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not into our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you. You said you would direct our paths. And Father, we claim those verses tonight. Thank you, God, for it. Then for those who lifted their hands, those who came to the altar, you know who came, what they needed, and what they prayed about. I pray, God, you help them in a special way. Then those who lifted their hands, may the Holy Spirit, God, deal with their hearts and help them reach a place in their life where they are yielded all to God without question and have the peace of God that passeth understanding man. Lord, know that God's got it under control. We'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Brother, could I have a microphone? Amen. Let me say to you that raised your hands, if we can help you after service, we'd be more than happy to do so, or somebody would be glad to. We have other men that's very capable around here of helping folk. Brother Ronnie.